Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Family-run businesses are the backbone of almost any economy in the world. My next guest has just written a guide for families to ensure their businesses are both profitable and harmonious. It's great to welcome Emanuela Rondi, the co-author of the Family Business Book, a roadmap for entrepreneurial families to prosper across generations. Good morning, Emanuela. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thanks. How about you?
Now, tell me this. I know you're based in Italy and I'm interested in family businesses across Europe. I think about 60% of all companies across Europe are family businesses. But in Ireland here, I think the figure might be as high as 75%. So the importance of the percentage of family business in the overall economy is significant.
Exactly. They represent almost 70% of the global GDP and about 60% of the global employment. So worldwide, family business play a very important role in the global economy.
And are there some factors now maybe influencing family businesses? If we looked at maybe the shorter life cycle of a business, maybe the influence of bigger and bigger tech companies, Does that imply that there might be less family businesses in the future when we look at overall employment?
Well, if we look at the statistics, family businesses are among the longest established firm in the world. Most of the longest established firms worldwide are family owned, and most of them are also family managed. So this shows that family firms are very resilient to external shocks, internal shocks, crises. They've been able to kind of overcome the world wars, and also during the pandemic, they showed very important performance, able to outcome also the non-family firms. So yeah. it's a good signal for their ability to achieve also good performance in the future.
Yeah, would I be right in saying that family businesses, by their nature, they can move quicker, they can change quicker, they're not sort of governed by, a large corporate bureaucratic structure. So it allows them maybe to be more flexible in good times and in bad.
Exactly. The fact that the family can allocate resources according to their willingness and also their ability to be able to quickly have a turnaround when situations are in trouble is a really important organizational characteristics that allows them to face situations of crisis, and they've been able to show this attitude across the very recent, perma-crisis situations that we are currently facing.
Okay. Now, let's look at the intricacies of a family business. You mentioned in your book, keeping harmony within a family business. And again, I come originally from a family business. Often when there are problems in family businesses, they come as a result of maybe husbands and wives of family members, maybe not understanding the dynamics of a family. But how do we separate family business from business, to ensure harmony and to be sure that they don't get intermingled?
Well, that's almost impossible, because the family system and the business system in the family firm are in overlap. So there are always these level of permeability of the boundaries from one side, the family, to the other side of the business. But as far as this permeability becomes a plus, becomes a resource for the organization, this is also what makes family firms able to perform better than non-family firms. The problem is that when, for instance, family conflict escalates and permeates also the business itself. So it's important to understand, and potentially the governance system can be of help in identifying what are the tasks that the business needs to perform, and also what are instead family matters that need to be kept in the family system. And as I said, governance is an important tool in order to structure the conversation that needs to be carried on in one the system or the other, and also to keep as much as we can these aspects separate.
So in terms then of non-family involvement, in terms of should there be a family charter and then a business charter? Should there be two, and should one use external family to, I suppose, to keep everybody honest or to keep order and, I suppose, strong governance within a business?
Yes, the involvement of independents, for instance, independent directors in the business helps the family business system to work better. This is because the independent perspective of non-family members, potentially managers that are working in the business, but even people that are outside the organizational context and can have an external perspective on strategic decisions that the organization needs to take, are able to complement the objectives, the goals that the family in the business has. Family business are very well recognized because they have economic goals, but beside them they have non-economic goals. For instance, related to the fact that the family wants to maintain the control over the business, the fact that the family wants to transfer the business to the next generations, the identification that the family has toward the business, and therefore the fact that maybe they don't want to risk much because this might put in jeopardy also the family reputation outside the business. So these are all aspects that require the perspective of someone that doesn't have the same goals and can bring other type of goals in the organization that are more related to, for instance, the non-family aspects, like more economical elements in the decision making.
Okay. Well, look, the book is called The Family Business Book, A Roadmap for Entrepreneurial Families to Prosper Across Generations. My guest was Emanuela Rondi. Thank you, Emanuela, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.